Blog Talk Radio.
Your name is called, your name is called, Emmanuel. Is God with us? Is God with us? Revealing us. Revealing. Your name is called, your name is called, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Your name is called, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Your name is called. Your name is called Emmanuel. Is God with us? Is God with us? Revealing us. Reveal. Your name is called. Your name is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel is God with us. Is God with us? Revealing us. Reveal. Your name is called. Your name is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel is God with us. Is God with us? Revealing us. Revealing. Your name is called. Your name is called. Emmanuel, I was born to be God's dwelling place, a home for the presence of the Lord. So let my life not be separated unto thee, that I may be what I was glad to be. I was born to be dwelling place, a home for the presence of thy Lord. So let my life not be separated unto thee, that I may be what I was born to be. Emmanuel, 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 your name is called. Emmanuel, is God with us? Is God with us? Revealing us. Reveal. Your name is called. your name is called. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us, revealing us, your name is called, Emmanuel, is God with us, is God with us. Revealing us, reveal, your name is come, your name is come, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, is God with us, is God with us, revealing us. Your name is called, your name is called, Emmanuel, is God with us. Reveal it all, reveal, your name is called. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, is God with us. Revealing us, reveal, reveal, your name is God, your name is God. Emmanuel, is God with us, is God with us. I was born to be God's dwelling place. I hope for the presence of the Lord. Oh, Rabba, Sanduria, Baba, Baba, Holy Ghost. Take over the situation now. Let it be you, Lord, tonight. Let it be you, Lord, today. Emmanuel, 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 your name is called, your name is called, Emmanuel. Is God with us? Is God with us? Revealing us. Reveal, reveal. Your name is called. Your name is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us, revealing us, revealing. Your name is God, your name is God. Emmanuel, Is God with us? Is God with us? Reveal in us. Reveal your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Is God with us? Is God with us? Reveal in us, reveal, reveal. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel. Praise thy Lord, O my soul. Praise thy Lord, O my soul. Praise thy Lord, O my soul. What is thy Lord, O my soul? Praise thy Lord, O my soul. Praise thy Lord, O my soul. What is thy Lord, O my soul? What is thy Lord? Praise thy Lord, O my soul. Praise thy Lord, O my soul. Praise thy Lord, O my soul. Praise thy Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. For you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. For you are all the time. Our glory, glory, glory to our God. Our glory, glory, glory to our God. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your goodness, for your favor. Thank you, our God, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the high, yes. Lord, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Of glory, of glory. All glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name. Holy Spirit, let it be you today. Lord Jesus, we welcome you into this broadcast. Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. I bless everyone today, as many as are coming. Lord, let there be a visitation from on high unto your people today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Lord Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Oh, Lord, have your way. Chineke Idima, 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 Idima. Oluwa Odara 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 Odara. Ogene Oyoma 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 Oyoma. Something more than good, something more than favor. The Holy Ghost fire in the heart of man is something more than good. More than good. Something more than good. Something more than favor. The Holy Ghost fire in the heart of man is something more than good. More than good. Something more than good. Something more than fever. The power of God in the heart of man is something more than good, more than good. Something more than good, something more than fever. The Holy Ghost fire in the heart of man is something more than good, something more than good. Something more than fever. The fire in the heart of man is something more than good. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. If you follow me, praise the Lord. Do you know that he's good? You follow me, praise the Lord. You will see that he's good. If you follow me, praise the Lord. You will know that he's good. You follow me, praise the Lord. You will see that he's good. Follow me, praise the Lord. You will know that he's good. Follow me, praise the Lord. You will see that he's good. He said, message. Yeah, it must be. Father, let me praise that, Lord. Your way to life is good. If you follow me, praise that Lord. You will know that is good. Follow me, praise that Lord. You will see that is good. Follow me, praise that Lord. You will know that is good. Follow me, praise that Lord. You will see that it's good. If you follow me, praise thy Lord. You will know that it's good. Follow me, praise thy Lord. You will see that it's good. Follow me, praise thy Lord. You will know that it's good. Follow me, praise thy Lord. He's the one who made you, yeah. God, he wanted my. He's the one who made me a move. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Very soon, hallelujah, Christ is coming, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon, coming very soon, coming very soon, coming very soon. Coming very soon, coming very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon. Savior coming very soon. My Lord coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Hallelujah. My Lord is coming, amen, amen. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. My Lord coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Very soon. Savior coming very soon. Coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Savior. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon, hallelujah. Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon, coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. My Lord coming very soon, coming very soon. Coming very soon, Jesus coming very soon, Savior coming very soon. Amen, amen, hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon, hallelujah. Christ is coming, amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon, Savior coming. My Lord coming very soon, Jesus coming very soon. Our glory, glory, glory to our God. Oh, glory, glory, glory to our God. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord, of glory, of glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your goodness, for your favor. Thank you, our God. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send that power again, 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 the Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power, send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire again, again, again. The Holy Ghost power. Send the power. The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire again, again, again. The Holy Ghost fire. Yes, Lord, we welcome you, Jesus. We welcome the Holy Spirit, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Love. Have your way today in this broadcast. Give us an open heaven, O God. Let there be an outpouring of your Spirit, your power, your anointing, your grace upon this broadcast today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our life. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything he has done in your life. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything he has done in your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything he has done. Holy Spirit, we welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Love, the Everlasting Father. We welcome you, Jesus. Have your way today. Yes, Lord, let it be you with us today. Do something new in our life. Something wonderful in our life. something great in our lives today. Do something wonderful in our life, something great in our life, something great in our life to be. Yesterday has gone, another day has come, something new in our life. Yesterday has gone, another day has come, do something new in our life, do something great in our life, something wonderful in our life, something gracious in our life today. There's something wonderful in our life, something beautiful in our life, something great in our life today. We cannot do without Him. We cannot do without Him. We cannot do without Him. Holy Ghost. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you, Lord. We cannot do without you, Holy Ghost. Yesterday is gone. Another day has come. Do something new in our life. Yesterday has gone. Another day has come. Do something good in our life. Jesus, do something new in our life. Something good in our life. Something beautiful in our life today. Do something wonderful in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Something great in our life today. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you, Lord Jesus. We cannot do without you, Holy Ghost. We cannot do without you, Lord. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you, Holy Ghost. Do something gracious in our life, something wonderful in your life, something good in our life today. Do something wonderful in our life, something beautiful in our life. Something great in our lives to be. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without Jesus. Holy Ghost, we cannot do without you. Yes, Lord, give us oil in our lamp to keep us burning, oh God. Give us oil in our lamp to keep us burning today. Give us oil in our lamp. to keep us burning. Give us oil in our lamps to keep us burning, Lord. We receive your oil of gladness, your oil of gladness. We receive your oil, O God. Your oil of gladness, we receive it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory to the Father. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the Son. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Apostle Archbishop Stephen John Buckle. Coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. Great to I'll be with you again. We want to thank as many of you that are logging in into this program from Facebook, Twitter, Link, and all the various platforms. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus. God is going to just bless every one of you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our topic today is the consequences of pride. The result of pride, what do we get from that spirit? It's a very bad spirit. The spirit of pride and arrogance, rudeness, rebellion, disobedience, they all go together. You know, pride goeth before a fall. That's what the scripture says. When pride comes in, then the person is getting ready to fall. May we not fall in Jesus' name. May you not fall in Jesus' name. Pride goeth before it falls. God does not want us to be proud and arrogant and rude and rebellious. Rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft. We don't need those negative spirits in our lives. Yes, no wonder God brought this message. I tell you, the devil was trying to resist this message, but the Holy Spirit, you know, just brought everything, and I know it's going to be a blessing. That is why the devil was fighting hard. But he said, Jesus is the winner. Jesus is a winner, man. Jesus, you are a winner, man. Jesus is a winner, man. The winner, man, of the time. Hallelujah. Our text is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12 to 16. Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12 to 16, it describes who the archangel Lucifer was. There were two archangels in heaven, Archangel Michael, then Archangel Gabriel, and then Archangel Lucifer, verse 3. You know, these three archangels have different roles. Gabriel was the messenger. And then Michael was the angel of war. And then Lucifer, the archangel Lucifer, led the worship in heaven. He led the praise and worship in heaven. And God created a perfect archangel called Lucifer. God did not make him Satan. He decided to be. The other day I checked with you, the choice is yours. God did not make him Lucifer. God did not make him Satan. But he made himself Satan by rebelling against God's authority He rebelled against God. He decided to usurp authority. He wanted to be like God, to take the position of God. See, Ezekiel chapter 28, from verse 15 to 18. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 15 to 18. Say, you were beautiful. You were perfect until iniquity was found in you. Describing Lucifer. Lucifer was the perfect angel that God created. Everything was okay until iniquity was found in him. What was iniquity? The pride. He wanted to overthrow God. He wanted to, you know, turn the heaven against God. He wanted to usurp authority over his creator and his maker. You know, he carried out a rebellious act, and God was angry with him. And so God commissioned angel Michael to pursue Lucifer out of heaven. And in the book of Revelation, all these things are very clear. So angel Michael had to pursue Lucifer and his group, the fallen angel. And Lucifer was very influential. He was able to influence one-third of the angelic host. Lucifer was able to influence one-third of the angelic host in heaven and came into this world. In fact, it was a fall. They fell into this world and they started their rebellious act. So they became Satan. They became demons. They became the evil spirits that we are, you know, casting out and rebuking, you know. We you know, sending them away to the Sahara Desert, to, you know, binding and casting them away. When Jesus came, he was doing the same thing, binding and casting. And that was how the story began. What do we learn from the story of Lucifer? We do avoid being like Lucifer. We don't have to be like Lucifer. You don't have to be proud and be arrogant. Pride goeth before a fall. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. And then the same statement is repeated in James chapter 4, verse 10. See, when the Bible puts something two times, when something is repeated in the Word of God, know that that thing is very, very important. You see, humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. That statement was mentioned in 1 Peter 5 and 6, and then repeated in James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself. And this message goes to everyone on earth today. Because the spirit of pride is a very bad spirit. The spirit of the devil. You know, you don't allow that spirit to come into you or to your family or to your home. That spirit should not be even in your children. You know, the spirit of pride. Pride goeth before a fall. When people are proud, then they are getting ready to fall. Pride. God resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. See, James chapter 4, verse 6. The book of James chapter 4, verse 6. It says, God resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Ha! I pray God to give you grace. So in the name of Jesus, God give us grace. Ah, we cannot be proud, though. We bind that spirit. We rebuke it. We cast it away. The spirit of pride, arrogance, disobedience, selfishness, greed, all these negative spirits, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Anger, and all these bad spirits, they are not the spirit of God. They shouldn't be in us at all. We are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Greater is Jesus Christ that is in us than the devil that is in the world. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost? We are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Jesus dwells in us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. The devil shouldn't be dwelling in you. Oh, yes. The Holy Spirit should dwell in you. Pride should not be in you. You say God hates pride. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. God hates pride. The other day we read a scripture. He said, God hates divorce. That's another aspect of the Bible. God hates divorce. Now today, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, he said, God hates pride. So there are things God doesn't like. And one of them is pride, arrogance, disobedience, selfishness, greed. God hates divorce. Then God hates pride. All these things are in the Bible. Every day we read them. God hates pride. God hates divorce. God hates selfishness, greed. God hates all these negative things. These are things from the devil. The Bible says that every good gift and every good thing comes from above. The devil is a thief. He has come to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. You need to receive Jesus today. You need to let him come into your life. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to possess you. The spirit of pride should not be in you. The spirit of selfishness and greed should not be in you. The spirit of God should be in you. And one part of the scripture, Colossians chapter 3, it says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the spirit of Christ dwell in you richly. What is in you is what matters. That's why the scripture says, greater is Jesus Christ that is in us than the devil that's in the world. What is in you matters. You don't have to be filled with pride and arrogance and selfishness and greed. These are the problems the world have today. People are proud of themselves. They are proud of their achievements. They are proud of their wealth and their riches. A lot of people are proud of their color. A lot of people are proud of their achievements. They have so many degrees. They are proud of the cars they own, the houses, the buildings they have. They are proud. God hates pride. God hates pride. God hates pride. God hates it. He hates it. He doesn't love it at all. So if pride is in your life, you need to repent today. You need to confess to God and let God deliver you from that spirit of pride and arrogance, the spirit of greed and selfishness. The spirit of the devil should not be in you. The spirit of God should be in you. Oh, yes. Read about King Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar was nothing when God picked him. God picked Nebuchadnezzar out of nothing and gave him the whole world. In fact, if you look at the book of Daniel, chapter 2, from verses 1 to the end, you see the prophet Daniel was talking about King Nebuchadnezzar. He said, you, King Nebuchadnezzar, you had nothing when God picked you to be a king. And the whole world was in your hand. You were the king of the whole world. Nebuchadnezzar. And everything was okay until pride came in. Pride came in. And one day, Nebuchadnezzar climbed to the top, to the upper floor of his building, of his palace. And he said, this is Babylon that I built by my power and by my might. this is King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, who had nothing. Nothing at all. God gave him power to rule the whole world then. Now Nebuchadnezzar is boasting that this is Babylon that I rule by my power and by my majesty. I built it. See, he was boasting. I built this Babylon. I built it by my power and by my might. Nebuchadnezzar was boasting. And right from that moment, God was upset with him, and he was overthrown. He was sent into the bush for 7 years. He was eating grass. In fact, Nebuchadnezzar is referred to as the king who ate grass. Can you imagine? And I was reading through the scriptures today, one of the commentaries, he said, the king who ate grass as his food, Nebuchadnezzar. He was writing about King Nebuchadnezzar. That's the king who ate grass. You know, he became an ape. For 7 years, God punished him with madness, mental illness. He was sent packing from the palace, and he had to dwell in the forest, in the woods, for 7 years because of pride. Because of pride, Satan fell from heaven and became the devil. Pride goeth before the fall. Pride, when pride comes into your life, then you are going to fall. Oh, yes. Once you are proud, you are arrogant, selfish, and greedy, you are going to fall flat. Nothing prevents. Of course, it's a spiritual law. Look at it. It's in the word of God. Pride goeth before a fall. See, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, pride comes in and then there is destruction and then a fall. Watch out for people who are proud, arrogant, rude, rebellious, selfish, greedy. All of a sudden, the judgment of God comes from there and so on. They are gone. Pride kills. Pride brings people down. Pride, you know, brings you down to ashes, to nothing. Because you are proud and arrogant, God will bring you down. Oh, yes. You are exalting yourself. God brings down one and puts up another. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. God put up one and then brings down another. If you read history from Genesis to Revelation, it has always been the same thing. God will pull down one and then exalt another. God will throw down one because they are failing. Eh? They are failing. Look at leaders who failed. Leaders who were nothing. And God made them leaders, world leaders, world rulers, presidents of nations, governors, mayors. And all of a sudden, they become proud and arrogant, and God brings them down to ashes. Oh, yeah, that's what God's going to do in this period. God told me, son, you got to warn them. If they don't repent, I'm going to bring them to trash. Oh, yes. God's going to bring them to nothing. Anybody who is proud and arrogant, bad leaders, evil leaders, world leaders, presidents of nations who don't want to humble themselves, bloodthirsty presidents, you know, war-hungry presidents. They are looking for war to go and fight and kill people. They want people to go and fight. They are, you know, igniting wars up and down. They causing war and they're drumming for war, bloodthirsty presidents. Blood-hungry president. These are the murderers, killers. They want to go and kill people and be killed. God told me, son, watch out. I'm going to trash all of them. God said, he's going to bring all of you down. If you don't repent and turn your life over to Jesus Christ, The consequences of pride is very much. It's going to bring you down to ashes, to nothing else. Yes, pride goes before it falls. Watch out. People who are proud and arrogant. Saddam Hussein, this was how he was proud. He was boasting. Boasting. He said he was rich. So he bought ammunition and was getting ready to fight. And of course he was already fighting, taking over Kuwait. God brought him to ashes and pulled him out of the, and then he electrocuted him, died woefully. Yassir Dun, Mama Gaddafi, all of them. Arrogant people, rude, rebellious. Not to talk of Osama bin Laden and all of them. Idi Amin of Uganda. General Abacha of Nigeria, you know, proud men, selfish and greedy. They move around, they boasting. They call themselves Field Marshals. They call themselves warlords, blood-hungry war leaders, blood-hungry presidents, going around killing people, want people to go and die in war front and battlefield. Get ready. God is going to judge you and bring you down to ashes. Because you are proud and arrogant, you are selfish and greedy, you want people to go and die in battlefields and war fronts, God is going to overthrow your government. God is going to send you packing. In the name of Jesus Christ, your days are numbered. You are found wanting. You must leave the throne. You can't mislead people. You can't misguide people. You can't misdirect people. You can't use your pride to bring a whole nation to nothing. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Read about Nebuchadnezzar. Another name for Nebuchadnezzar is Belshazzar. You know, 2 Kings chapter 25, and then Daniel chapter 5, verse 1 to 31. Daniel chapter 5, verse 1 to 31. Belshazzar became a king after Nebuchadnezzar, and he was doing all the wickedness. He was practicing all the wickedness, you know, was making mockery of the people of God, making mockery of the items they brought from the temple in Jerusalem, making mockery of the God of Israel, making mockery of the God that created him, Nebuchadnezzar. And while he gathered all his prostitutes and all his women, making mockery of the God of Israel, the Bible says that a hand began to rise on the wall. Daniel chapter 5. Daniel chapter 5, verses 1 to 13. A hand was writing on the wall. A hand writing on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, upasim. That was written on the wall right in front of Belshazzar, the king of Nebuchadnezzar. He was looking at the handwriting. The handwriting is on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, upasim. Who is going to interpret this? They don't have the interpretation. They went around everywhere, nobody to interpret it. Until they found Daniel, the child of God, born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, the servant of God, Daniel. So Daniel came in, and Daniel began to interpret the dream. Say, you, Belshazzar, you, King Nebuchadnezzar, hear the word of the Lord. Because you are messing with the Almighty God, because you are making mockery of the Almighty God, because you are making mockery of the Lord's vessel, your days are numbered. You have been proud. You have been arrogant. You have been selfish and greedy. And your days are numbered. You are weighed in the balances. And your days are numbered. The kingdom is taken from you. Get ready to go. The same night, the Bible says God smite him And that was the end of Nebuchadnezzar. You read Daniel chapter 5, verses 1 to 31. The book of Daniel chapter 5, verses 1 to 31. That's what is happening today. That's what is happening today. God is bringing down kingdoms that are not established by him. Oh, yes. Babylons are falling down. No one is going to be able to bring them up again. God is going to pull down every structure. Yes, every stronghold that has God itself against the knowledge of God. The Almighty God is going to pull them down to ashes. In the name of Jesus Christ, every world leader, presidents of nations who are proud and arrogant, the consequences of pride is there. Pride goes before a fall. Because you are proud and selfish and greedy and arrogant, disobedient to the voice of God, disobedient to the word of God, hear ye the word of the Lord. Judgment is at your door. Oh, yes. The handwriting is on the wall for you. All the presidents all over the world, God is speaking to you right now that the handwriting is on the wall. If you don't repent and change and turn from your wicked ways, you all perish and go to hellfire because you people are murderers. You are murderers. You are going around killing people and lifting innocent men and women to go to war and kill and be killed. And this is what you are planning. Instead of making peace, you want war. Instead of making peace, you want fighting. Your people are hungry in your country. They don't have food to eat. They don't have clothes. They don't have place to stay. Then you gather billions of dollars. Billions. Billions. And then you go and buy submarines and aircraft and bombing machines and missiles. You are going to find and kill and destroy. Is that not the work of Satan? That is the work of Satan. You are doing the work of Satan. The work of the devil. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. How dare you do what Satan is doing? You are doing what the devil is doing. You are happy that people are going to be killed. You are happy to go and produce war equipment. You are happy to go and buy jet fighters and jet bombers. You are happy to gather all your country's money. Go and produce missiles upon missiles and start shooting at innocent people, killing innocent people all over the world. And you say you must go free? No, none of you is going free. None of you is going free. Judgment is at the door. Yes, you must receive the judgment of God, the punishment of God. Your days are numbered. The hand rising for the war. Mene, mene, tekel, pasin. You have been weighed in the balance. You have found one thing. And judgment comes to you right there in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I'm praying today that all the evil leaders all over the world, all the bad leaders, evil presidents, evil heads of state, evil government, evil bad leaders, bad presidents, bad heads of state, who are wanting blood to be shed, who don't care about their people. They want people to be killed. God, I'm asking that you overthrow them right now in the name of Jesus. God, send them back in the name of Jesus. God, let the handwriting be on the wall for them. Mene, mene, tekel, upasin. They have been weighed in the balances. They have found one thing. Oh, yes, they are the proud leaders, arrogant and rude, rebellious, disobedient world leaders who want to kill humanity. God, kill them before they kill everybody. God, root them out of their position. Overthrow them in the name of Jesus. God, send them back in the name of Jesus. God, root them out of those nations. God, destroy them. Bring them down in the name of Jesus. Yes. Their days are numbered in the name of Jesus Christ. Their days are numbered. The kingdom is taken away from them. Mene, mene, tekel, upasin. You are weighed in the balances. You have found wanting. Judgment has come upon all of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. If they will not repent and stop all these evil deeds, God judge them right now. God punish all of them right now. God destroy all them. Yes, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You can't do evil and go free. Oh no, your sin shall find you out. Your sin shall find you out. Your sin, your evil shall find you out. Oh yes, God has started, judgment has started. It is going to continue. We shall see it before our eyes. Those who say they are kings, they are presidents of nations, they are world leaders, and they are there for evil. They are there for selfish reasons. They are there to oppress the people. They are not there to feed hungry people. They are not there to clothe the naked. They are not there for the peace of nations. They are drumming for war every now and then. They want to put their missiles in the air to go and destroy nations. God, overthrow them in the name of Jesus. Their days are numbered. God Almighty, topple their governments and send them packing in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, their days are numbered. The handwriting is on the wall. The handwriting is on the wall for them. Mene, mene, teke, upasin. You have been weighed in the balance. You have found one thing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, judgment must pursue you and overtake you. Yes, receive judgment. In the name of Jesus, the righteous judge has come to overthrow all of you and send you packing. In the name of Jesus, your days are numbered. You have been weighed in the balance. You have been found wanting. The handwriting is from the wall. The handwriting is on the wall for you. Mene, mene, teke, upasin. You have been weighed in the balance. You have been found wanting. God Almighty, the righteous judge, has released judgment upon all of you. From his throne of grace in heaven, he has released judgment upon evil leaders, evil presidents, blood-hungry presidents, killers, murderers, who call themselves presidents of nations. God is sending all of you packing in the name of Jesus Christ. You are all found wanting. You are all receiving the handwriting on the wall. The kingdom is taken from your hands in the name of Jesus. God Almighty is sending all of you packing. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are no longer leaders. In the name of Jesus Christ, the handwriting is on the wall for all of you. Mene, mene, tekel, upasin. You have been weighed and found wanting. Your kingdom is taken by God Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ, you must go into exile. In the name of Jesus Christ, you must go into the woods. Like Nebuchadnezzar, for 7 years, all of you will suffer and die in exile in the name of Jesus Christ, because you are war-hungry leaders. You want people to go and die and kill themselves and put missiles to go and destroy nations. For that reason, God has judged you. The handwriting is on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, upasin. You are all weighed and found wanting. Kingdom is taken from your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we thank God for today. The God of the heat, the God of the valley, the God of love. When you mess up with God, God is going to mess you up. Yes, thank God. As many as have had this message, please forward this message to everyone. Email it, text it, tweet it out, share it, let it go viral. Yes, the truth is bitter, but it must be spoken. You cannot eat your cake and have it. And the judgment has come, and it has started. And all of you, evil leaders, bad presidents, proud and arrogant, selfish and greedy president. God is sending all of you packing. You are all going away in the name of Jesus Christ. God does not need you. You are no longer president. Yes, in the name of Jesus. And the hierarchy is on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, pasin. You have been weighed in the balance. You have found one thing. Yeah, because you are killers, murderers. All you think about is producing missiles and bombs to go and destroy innocent people. That's all what you are thinking about. Because you are selfish, you are greedy, you are arrogant, you are proud, like Satan, like Lucifer. God is bringing you down. Bringing you down to ashes. The kingdom is taken from you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are sent packing in the name of Jesus Christ. God has overthrown all of you. You are removed from that place. Your candlesticks have been removed. The light has been taken from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Judgment has been released upon all of you for destroying human lives and property. God has passed judgment on all of mene mene tekel upasin. You have been weighed and found wanting to receive judgment for being proud and arrogant and selfish and greedy for your wickedness against humanity. God Almighty, the righteous judge, has passed judgment on all of you. Mene mene tekel upasin. You have been weighed in the balances and you've been found wanting. Yes, the kingdom is taken. All of you are going. You are sent packing in the name of Jesus. Yes, you must run. Oh, yes. Ha, what shall I do with thee? You will run into the woods to go and hide. You will run underground. You will run. Yes, judgment is coming. Ha, you will see. Take God, play. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Carry money. They go produce ammunition to kill human beings for nothing's sake. You think you can eat your cake and go free? Judgment is coming. And it's there. It has started. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for today. We continue again tomorrow. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Christ is coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Savior coming very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon, hallelujah. Christ is coming, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon, coming very soon, coming very soon, Jesus, coming very soon. Amen, amen, hallelujah.